We continue our learning. We are in Sanhedrin Parakei Mishnah Gimel. We spoke in the previous Mishnah that if you have Chakiros, the Ikaredus, those questions of investigation, of interrogation of the Edim, if even one person says Eini Yodea, so then we throw out the whole Edus. And certainly if they contradict one another, and when it comes to Bedikos, there, although what says Eini Yodea, those which are not the Ikaredus, let's say what color was the shirt? Was it black or white? So we said there, if one says Eini Yodea, it's not a problem. If both say Eini Yodea, it's not a problem. But if they contradict one another, it's going to be a problem. Here we're going to show that you can have a case of the Chakiros, the Ikaredus, and they say different things. The Edus doesn't seem to be Michuvenes. They don't seem to we're unable to corroborate them. Nonetheless, we are going to accept them because we assume that there one person is making an error in a different area and not because they didn't see the same act. We have one aide says, oh, the Reuven killed Shimon on the 3rd of the month, on the 3rd of Kislev. The other says, no, it was actually on, one says on the, and one says it was on the 2nd of Kislev. So sounds like they get the date wrong. So the answer is no. The Gemara says, each one said it was Wednesday, the second of Kislev. The other said, no, it was Wednesday, the 3rd of Kislev. So then they do some Kayemis. Why? We assume that the one who said that it was the second of the month, he knew that the previous month was Me'ubar, had an extra day, had a full 30 days, not 29 days. And because of that, because of the extra day, so now Rosh Chodesh is going to be a day later. And that's why he's claiming what happened. It happened on the second of the month. There was a lamed of the previous month. But the one who said the 3rd of Kislev thought that the last month was Chas was 29, and after the 29th day, there wasn't a 30th day. They thought the first day of the next month of Kislev was right after those 29 days. So that's why, according to his calculation, Wednesday is the 3rd of the month of Kislev, not the 2nd. So therefore, there's no difference between them. And that's why that is acceptable latest. The Gemara says, under what circumstances is true, that's up until halfway in the month, Chatzi Chodesh. But if they contradict each other after the 15th of the month, one says it was the 16th, one said it was the 17th, so then that's not acceptable because after the 15th of the month, everybody knows when Rosh Chodesh was. One says it happened on the 3rd of the month, one said the 5th of the month, that is batel completely. That's certainly a contradiction. There's no issue there where someone may have made a mistake in 2 days. Rosh Chodesh is only an issue of whether it's this day or the next day, but not 2 days in between. Then the Mishnah says, Echon Omer B'Shtei Shos, Echon Omer B'Shtei Shos. One says, oh, you know when Reuben killed Shimon? It was 2 hours into the day. The day started at 6 o'clock. It was 8 in the morning. The other says, no, it was 9 in the morning. It was 3 hours into the day. And though speaking about Shos Manios, so that's how we divide every day, every halachic day, into 12 hours. So, is this happening the second hour of the day, third hour of the day, etc.? Says the Mishnah, Eduson Kayena. Why is that acceptable? Because people make a mistake. Was it 2 hours into, where was the sun? 2 hours into the day, 3 hours into the day. So they're probably saying this, and all the other parts of the Chakiros seem to line up. So here, this is acceptable as well. Can be off by 1 hour. One says, no, Reuven killed Shimon 3 hours into the day. And the other, let's say 9 o'clock on a perfect day, 6 to 9. This is no, it's not true. It was 11 o'clock, off by 2 hours. It doesn't matter because people don't normally make a mistake within the 2 hours. That's considered a contradiction. You don't mer kayemes. He believes that people make a mistake even within 2 hours, and therefore that Edus would be acceptable according to Rabbi Yehuda if one said 3 hours into the day and one said 5. But even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, Echad Omer B'Chamesh V'Echad Omer B'Sheva. Let's say the 2 hours we're speaking about, one said, oh, this happened at 5 hours into the day. Let's say 11 o'clock. The other says, no, it happened 7 hours a day. It happened at 1 o'clock or something like that. So then we say, oh, that already, Edus and B'Tel. Even Rabbi Yehuda says, the Edus is battle there. Why? Because at 5 hours into the day, the sun is still in the east. It's before Chatzos. Uvesheva, 2 hours later, Achamav Amarav. The sun is in the west. So this, no one should make a mistake. And therefore, these Edus is not corroborated. And therefore, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who normally allows you to be off by 2 hours, here he says it would not be acceptable. Perek, hey, Mishnah Dalit. Our Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. It's coming to tell us that after the Bedikah of the Edim, so then the Dayanim begin their deliberation. After we check the first aid, machnisin es hasheni, we bring the second aid, ubotignoso, and we check him with the chakiros and the bedikos to make sure that we can corroborate their edus. Imimsu divrehem chuvanim, if we see that in fact there is no contradiction between them, poschin bezuchos. So then the dayanim begin. Remember, this is dine nefashos. The dayanim begin the deliberation, but they always begin with the zuchus of the nidon, of the person who is being judged. We try to find merit with him. And then the Mishnah says, Amar echad min ha'edim yesh li lamed lav zuchus. Let's say one of the edim said, he's not one of the dayanim. I want to prove that that the person who is being judged, he is innocent. And certainly if he says, I want to tell you why I think he's guilty. And the Mishnah says not only that. Let's say not one of the Edim says it. Echad min ha'talmidim, one of the talmidim who sit in one of those three rows of 23 in front of the Sanhedrin Ketana of 23 says, Yesh li lamed lav zechova. I would like to say that I think he's guilty. So mishatken oso, we silence these people, which means the Edim, we don't listen to them, even if they want to find a zechus. And the talmidim who are in front, if he wants to has a chova, thinks that he's guilty, wants to share to be part of the deliberation that he's guilty, we don't listen to him, we silence him. The Gemara on Lamedalam and Aleph brings a brisa. Brisa says, Amar echad min ha'edim yeshlin lamedal of zechus minayin shen shomu. How do I know? As Bryce is typically elaborated upon what we have in Mishnah. So the Bryce here gives you the source for this. How do you know that if one of the Edom says, I want to even be Melamed Zchus on this person, you don't listen to him? Tamal Amar, Pasuk says, and Bamir Alamed, hey, the Eid Echad lo Ya'aneh. So Eid Echad lo Ya'aneh, one Eid cannot come and respond and give testimony, Bein Luzchus Bein Lechova. That would be true even if it's Zchus. And Minayin says the Bryce, Le'echad Minat Talmidim, Sha'omar Yeshli Amar of Chova, I think that he's guilty. I'll tell you why. How do you know you don't listen to him? Tam lomar echad lo yane benefesh lamus lamus hu sheino one dahinu lachov, which is lachov dahinu lachova aval zuchus one. So it's eid lo yane echad lo yane, which is echad referring to the one the talmidim who are a part of the dayanim in the three rows in front. That's lo yane. You can't say something benefesh lamus. That's only to kill him, that's for guilty. But l'zuchus, we'll see that we will listen to one of the Talmidim. And therefore, Amar Echad min ha'Talmidim, Yesh li lamed lav zuchus, then Malan alos oso, then we bring him up, we take him out of one of those rows, we bring him to sit with the Beis Din, u'moshtivin oso b'neihem, and he would sit amongst the Dayanim, amongst those 23. V'lo haya yored misham kalayam kulo. Even if we see that there's nothing to say, his words hasn't added anything to the test, to the deliberation. Nonetheless, he stays up there all day, so his aliyah up should not be a yurida. Wouldn't be embarrassing, so it's not embarrassing for him. Im yesh mamash b'divarav, but let's say he says something significant, something that's tangible, and to bring for the merit, for the innocence of the one who's judged for the nidon, shomen lo, we listen to him. And not only that, the Braisa says, eino yored misham lolam. He stays up there forever. He becomes part of that Beis Din. Then the Mishnah says, vafilu hu omer yesh li lamed al atzmizos. Let's say the nidon himself, the one who's being judged now, says, you know, I have a reason to tell him, to explain why I think I'm innocent. Shomin lo, we listen to him. As long as we check to make sure that there's something, he is saying something significant. And if he does, so then we will consider what we says as part of our deliberation.